Right now, here at 8:53, we're going to speak in the segment that's known as the West Ottawa District Dialogue, and it's presented by the Edward Jones offices of Lee Bosco and Daniel Melnick, members SIPC. And joining us this morning here on 1450 WHTC is Greg Warson, the Assistant Superintendent of West Ottawa Schools. Good morning, Greg. Nice to have you here.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you for coming in this morning. And we're talking about the West Ottawa story, and I think it's fitting to simply say, what is the West Ottawa story?
That's a fair question. Certainly student achievement is one of our key priorities at West Ottawa Public Schools, mm-hmm. but in addition to that, there are so many great things that are happening in and around the district that we really felt like it was important to get our story out.
Yeah.
We have such a great story to tell, so then the question for us has become, how can we go about doing that in a productive way? So one of the ways that we've done that is every Friday we send out a communication to our staff that's called the West Ottawa Story. And it's a short email that we later post on the website and put out through Twitter that talks about just different success points in the district.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these tend to focus around three themes. Student attention, because we really value the individual relationships we're able to build with kids. Safe environment. You know, we know children learn best when they feel safe, and
yeah,
we're really
absolutely
proud of the fact that we have a safe environment for our kids. And then academic quality and opportunity. There are so many opportunities for students at West Ottawa that we really feel like we want to, you know, kind of get that story out in terms of what are some things that students can do.
Who creates this? It sounds to me like this is kind of a really focused in newspaper, pretty much printed online and through email of West Ottawa Schools.
What's been really exciting is that, you know, the first few we sort of put out to the staff, and then what's happened is that the staff have started to send some of their success stories into the central office, and it's become sort of almost this tennis match of they send them in and we frame them a little bit and
yeah.
then send them back out. And then what's gratifying for the rest of the staff is that they get to find out what their colleagues and more importantly, what the students are up to and how the students are really succeeding at all through the K-12 continuum.
What are some of the success stories that you've seen, if you have a few?
Well, one that really captures the idea is, you know, we received a note from a graduate named Amanda Richardson, who was a graduate of 2010, and she sent a note back because she experienced some of our broadcast programs
mm-hmm.
at Lakewood Elementary and then later on at Harbor Lights and Mac Bay and then at WOBN
yeah.
At the high school. And she talks about really being three steps ahead when she got to college. She went to Ball State University in Muncie and got a significant full tuition scholarship.
Wow.
To go there. And then in addition to that,
this is for broadcasting you're talking about?
Correct. And then after graduating, was able to land a job very, very quickly. And she really credited
wow.
her experience at West Ottawa Public Schools for having that opportunity and being able to, you know, experience that success both in terms of college and later on in a career. And that really kind of hits, you know, a core value for us is to prepare all students to be career, college, and life ready.
Yeah, absolutely. Not specific to the course in broadcasting. Any course you want to make sure your students are ready for and when they go to college. But that is one specifically, obviously, that's pretty close to my heart and I can certainly relate to, because when I got to school, we had a broadcasting program. It was sort of a smaller, only television-oriented class in Heartland High School on the east side of the state, and I didn't really take it. And when I got to college and I finally decided that I wanted to do this, for some reason, this was my career choice, I was so behind that I really had to decide early on that I'm going to go all in and really go for it. But, man, sometimes you feel like you're a little behind the rest of the kids who had some of those classes like Rockford and West Ottawa
mm-hmm.
schools. So that's really cool that you can provide those students that edge, because when you're in high school, you're not always thinking about what school you're going to and not early enough, you know. And I think you really should. You really should think about where you're going and, mm-hmm. and trying to get that edge up. And I think that's a very, very cool story.
Absolutely. And what's poignant about Amanda's story is that, you know, writing back to us as a successful adult, she's able to bring the perspective that, you know, WOBN wasn't the only opportunity out there. She writes that, "My success story is just one of many, I'm sure. I'd encourage other students to take advantage of the opportunities they have and not to take them for granted. You never know when an extracurricular will turn out to be your career. I fell in love with journalism in fourth grade, and now I get to do it for a living. You know, my West Ottawa success story is about living in my passion each and every day." And, you know, that just really captures for us what we strive to provide for every one of our students.
We're speaking with Greg Worson, Assistant Superintendent, about the West Ottawa story here. And, Greg, we only got about 20 seconds left, so quickly, if people want to find out more about this, where can they go?
Two places. One is they could go to our website, westottawa.net, and in addition to putting it on our website under the district news portion, we also tweet them out from Greg Worson, that's GREGWARSEN, at Woe Marketing. And we tweet those out usually within a couple of days of getting them on our website.
Fantastic.